Good morning. Our question yesterday was, from when can we daven mincha? From 6.5 hours into the day, from 9.5 hours in the day, when is man mincha lechatchila? And today's question is not from when, but until when can we daven tfilas mincha? So in fact, we're going to start with a famous Mishnah in Brachos that says, tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-arev, that we can daven mincha up until Erev, which is evening, which is undefined in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda says up until Plaga Mincha. We're going to put Rabbi Yehuda's opinion aside and see what's the absolute latest time, which would be the Shitas of Chachamim, that we can daven Tfilas Mincha. So in fact, there's a Machlokes in the Rishonim. What does that mean that you can daven up until evening? Rabbeinu Yonah was of the view that it means you can daven up until Shkia, which is sunset, but not thereafter. And he rivals a proof from a Gemara in Zvachim that says that where do we know that the dam, the blood of a korban, is pasul when hit Shkia Sachama? In other words, once it becomes Shkia, that blood can no longer be used for the Zrika, which is the critical function of bringing a korban, is doing the Zrika Sadam on the Mizbeach. So, in fact, Rabbeinu Yonah brings a proof from that from the Gemara and says that our Tfilas Mincha, which is in place of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, has to reflect the halachas of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. And the halacha is, when it comes to Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, that if you didn't do the Zrika before Shkia, that blood cannot any longer be spritzed on the Mizbeach, because the dam is nifsal. The dam becomes pasul at Shkia, at sunset. And he says the same thing applies with our davening, just like the Zrika has to be done before Shkia. So too, our davening of Mincha has to reflect that halacha of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, because we're davening Mincha in place of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. We would have to daven our Mincha before Shkia as well. Rashi, on the other hand, on the Mishnah, where it says that the Shita of Chachamim is that you can daven Mincha until Arev, until evening, Rashi explains, An Chashecha, until night, which Kepshuto means until Tseisa Kochavim, which is night. That's way after Shkia. There are a number of opinions. How many minutes is it? Is it 18? Is it 22? 22 and a half? 24? There are many opinions on this. Or is it much later? But regardless, it's certainly not Shkia. You don't have to finish by Shkia, according to Rashi. You can continue davening your Mincha after Shkia. And the Shkia Shagas HaAryeh explains that, truth be told, the proof of Rabbeinu Yonah that you can only do this Rikas Hadam up until Shkia, that's not the halacha when it comes to a Deoraisa level. Min HaTorah, the Zrika of the Dam, of the blood, of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, could be done after Shkia all the way up until Tzeis HaKochavim. It's simply that on a rabbinic level, Chazal Rabbanan, where Gozer, they decreed that the Zrika should be done by Shkia, but on a Deoraisa level, it doesn't. And when Chazal said you have to do this Rika Sadam by Shkia, they were gozer. They decreed that only for purposes of the Zrika of the Dam of Korbanos, but they did not apply that to davening. So based on that, we would be permitted to daven Mincha after Shkia. And in fact, when looking at the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, they do not bring the opinion that you have to daven Mincha by Shkia. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is that Mincha goes all the way up ad halayla, up until night, which Kipshuta means up until Tseis HaKochavim, that you can go all the way up after Shkia for a good amount of time until the stars come out. The Ramah, a little bit more machmir, a little stricter, but he does not say you have to finish by Shkia. The Ramah says that b'di'evit, if there's a real need, if it's a shas adchak, you can be yotzei davening mincha up until night, up until laila, and he defines laila as Tzeis HaKochavim. So if there's a real need, the Ramah also is lenient. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch was more lenient, saying that the ikar zman is till ad halayla, up until Tzeis HaKochavim. The Ramah says only shas adchak, but fundamentally we're seeing here that mincha can be davened after Shkia, based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah and many Achronim are very makbid on davening Mincha before Shkia and only before Shkia. And in the language of the Mishnah Berurah, even says that it's preferable to daven Mincha b'yachidus, alone, without a minyan in its proper time, which is prior to Shkia, before sunset, rather than davening after sunset with a minyan. That's how strict the Mishnah Berurah was on this point. So with the balance of the week, we'll Amir Hashem discuss, what if you're running late? Can you do it a little bit after Shkia? Does this mean that you have to start your Shmona Esrei or finish your Shmona Esrei by Shkia? And if we're so strict on this as we are nowadays, so what is the rationale for certain groups, certain Hasidim, whoever it may be, that are lenient on this and daven after Shkia? What is a basis, hopefully, to be lenient? Have a wonderful day.